Welcome to Between Sundays, short daily reflections for carrying the week's teaching into your commute, your morning walk, and your quiet moments. Brought to you by Jellypod, where anyone can create their own podcast with AI.
If you've ever had a splinter, like a tiny wood sliver from a deck chair or a pesky rose prickle while working in the garden, you know how we usually handle it. We grab some tweezers on a Thursday afternoon, find a bright light, and it's gone in 10 seconds. But when we read Paul's famous letter in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 7, and we see him talking about this thorn in the flesh, we tend to project that exact image onto his words. We think of a minor modern annoyance. But the language Paul actually chose, it's incredibly brutal. It is not polite at all. The Greek word he uses there is, it's scallops. Now, in classical Greek literature, if you go back to Homer's Odyssey or Herodotus, a scallops wasn't a briar. It referred to a large, sharpened wooden stake or a pail. Think of the massive wooden spikes used to build defensive palisade walls around a fort. Or, even more grimly, it was the word used for the stake in public impalement. That's the image Paul is dragging into his letter. It's not a splinter. It's a stake. And he pairs it with this verb kalaphizo, which means to strike with a closed fist. It's the exact same word used when the temple guards beat Jesus. Paul is saying, I am dealing with this massive stake, and it feels like I am being repeatedly struck in the face by a closed fist. It completely reframes things, doesn't it? On a Thursday, when the fatigue of the week is settling into your bones, your personal stake, it feels heavy. Maybe it's chronic pain, or a relationship that just won't mend, or a shadow of anxiety. These aren't splinters you can just pluck out with quick thinking. They're heavy, wounding realities. So then, why? Why, when Paul begs three times for God to pull this stake out, does God reply with, "My grace is sufficient for you"? To our ears, sufficient sounds, well, a bit like a shrug. Like, I'll give you just enough to barely scrape by, James. But the Greek verb there is archeo. And in ancient Greek, archeo didn't mean barely enough. In Homeric Greek, it carried this robust, active meaning. To ward off, to defend, or to raise a barrier against an advancing danger. It's about being possessed of unfailing strength. So when God says his grace is archeo, he's not offering a polite sentiment. He is saying, my grace is actively raising a defensive barrier. It is a fortress wall keeping this stake from destroying you. The power of Christ is made perfect in our weakness because it stands as a shield exactly where our own strength has crumbled. So today, on your commute or at your desk, I want to invite you to do something. Instead of begging God to pull the stake out, name the struggle specifically. Say, Lord, let your grace be my archeo, my active shield in this exact spot today. Let's pray. Lord, for everyone carrying a heavy, unremoved stake through this Thursday, raise your grace as their protective barrier. Remind them they don't have to be strong enough to survive this on their own. Amen. Talk to you tomorrow.